It's shaping up as one of Australia's biggest environmental contaminations, with precious groundwater and hundreds of square kilometres of prime agricultural land at risk, and people claiming they've been left seriously ill. For years, successive Queensland governments allowed mining company Link Energy to ignite seams of coal underground at Hopeland, west of Brisbane, and experiment with the gases given off. The idea was to produce cheap diesel fuel. But the state government now says the project, intended to spare the environment, was, in fact, a massive environmental time bomb. The ABC has obtained the key investigation report outlining the extent of toxic contamination to groundwater, soil and air at Hopeland. The government believes the damage is so serious that it's brought criminal charges against Link Energy. That could mean company executives going to jail. Mark Willacy has this exclusive report from Hopeland on the Western Darling Downs.
It's just after dawn, and Brian Bender and his father George are out in a field digging a hole with their backhoe to bury some dead pigs. The Bender family has been at Hopeland for more than 140 years, raising pigs and growing wheat and barley. But after six generations on the land, their farm and their future is under threat.
Righto, that's 1.5 there, that'll do. We can't go any more than 2 metres, so we might as well just stop there.
There's a very persuasive reason why the Benders can't dig deeper than 2 metres, because if they do, there's a real risk of explosion. Under the surface at Hopeland is a dangerous cocktail of potentially explosive gases. The result, Queensland's Environment Department says, of Link Energy's nearby underground coal gasification plant. Brian Bender was never a fan of the controversial project.
If it's going to affect our farming viability here, well, why would you want to keep going here? Yeah, until we get those answers, we don't know what to do.
More than 100 investigators have been crawling over Hopeland for over a year, drilling, sampling and testing for gases and contaminants. They've uncovered dangerous levels of carbon monoxide and hydrogen sulfide, as well as hydrogen and methane at explosive levels. John Black is the Director General of Queensland's Environment Department.
We've put in place what we've called a caution zone of approximately 320 square kilometres outside of the Link site itself, and that is where we've uncovered concentrations of varying concentrations of these gases.
That's the size of a small country.
It's a large area.
Underground coal gasification, or UCG, has long been controversial. Unlike coal seam gas extraction, UCG involves the burning of subterranean coal seams to convert the coal into a synthesis gas, or syngas, a mixture consisting primarily of hydrogen and carbon monoxide. The syngas is then brought to the surface for use as fuel, fertilisers or chemical products. Environment Department Chief John Black says what happened at Link's UCG plant at Hopeland has resulted in the contamination of air, aquifers and soil across a huge tract of country.
They willfully and knowingly undertook the operation, and they knowingly knew that this could lead to catastrophic events.
The Queensland government is now prosecuting the company, with 5 criminal charges of causing serious environmental harm against Link Energy still to be heard by the courts. But the ABC has obtained a secret report prepared by investigators, which reveals that known carcinogens and gases have been found at high enough levels to cause health and safety risks in an area of up to 320 square kilometres around the Link plant. The report warns that some of the land surrounding the site can no longer be classified as strategic cropping land because Link's activities have caused irreversible acidification of the soil, with the mismanagement of the UCG process releasing toxic contaminants into water and air as well. Court documents also reveal there have been human impacts, with former Link workers complaining of falling ill after exposure to toxic syngas at the site. The ABC has obtained records of interview between workers and investigators. The workers are too scared to speak on the record to us, so we've used actors to recount their statements.
Yeah, I'd often feel ill on site. you know, headaches and feeling sick in the stomach. The thing is, if you were working at night and there was no breeze, your personal gas detector would be alarming constantly. You know, to the extent I'd have to get in my vehicle and drive a few kilometres off-site just to stop it alarming.
Well into my time at Link, I started getting chest pains and flu-like symptoms. The doctor asked me what chemicals I was exposed to at work. And a short time later, I resigned due to my concerns over my deteriorating health.
The ABC had arranged an interview with Link Energy's boss Peter Bond at the UCG site at Hopeland. But just before we headed out to the plant, Mr. Bond cancelled, saying he was caught overseas on business. So in a statement, the company told us,
Link Energy strongly rejects the allegations that its UCG facility has caused serious environmental harm. It is Link Energy's belief that the investigation by the Environment Department has been conducted in a misguided manner, and allegations the company intentionally exposed or covered up and ignored health concerns of its employees are incorrect, misleading and offensive.
The ABC can reveal that this year the Environment Department's chief investigator Paul Bergen and three of his colleagues were hospitalised after gas alarms were triggered during testing at the Link site. Court documents revealed that Mr. Bergen was put on high-flow oxygen for several hours, with tests later showing he had elevated levels of carbon monoxide in his blood, while air samples showed toxic levels of carcinogenic benzene at the site. The stakes are also high for Link Energy executives. Each of the five charges against Link carries a fine of up to $5 million and a potential jail term.
Mark Willesey.